Turning now to some news from the world of sports, and it's hard to believe there's ever been a knock against a three-time Cy Young Award winner, but as good as LA Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw has been in his career, naysayers have always pointed to his playoff record. Going into Game 1 of the World Series last night, Kershaw sported a 6-7 career playoff record and an earned run average north of 4.5. But on a night when temperatures in LA were north of 100 degrees, Kershaw turned in his best postseason start, cooling off the Houston Astros by recording 11 strikeouts in a 3-1 Dodgers victory. It looked like it might be a night for offense when the Dodgers' first batter of the game, Chris Taylor, took the first pitch he saw from Houston's Dallas Keuchel and launched it into the left field seats for a 1-0 LA lead. But Keuchel settled down after that, and the game was tied 1-1 when Justin Turner added another dramatic home run to his playoff resume, raking a 2-run shot off Keuchel in the sixth. That turned out to be the game winner. Taylor and Turner are the poster boys for players who get cast off by one team only to excel with another. Taylor had an unremarkable stint with the Seattle Mariners before he was cut loose and became a reliable leadoff hitter with the Dodgers. And Mets fans just groan and mutter under their breaths when they see what Turner has become since their team let him go. In any event, the Astros do not want to play catch-up with the Dodgers in this series because LA's bullpen is outstanding. Brandon Morrow pitched the eighth inning. Closer Kenley Jansen had no trouble with the Astros in the ninth. And the Dodgers take Game 1 with another lefty, Rich Hill, taking the mound tonight to see if they can make that a 2-game lead. Hill does not have quite the stuff that Kershaw does, but he does feature an excellent, slow, loping, top-to-bottom curveball that seems to give the heavy hitters in the Astros lineup some consternation. Hill will face Justin Verlander for the Astros, who's been nothing short of money in the bank since he was acquired from Detroit at the trading deadline. The veteran fireballer kept Houston alive by winning an elimination Game 6 against the Yankees in the ALCS. He'll be called upon tonight to even the series before it heads to Texas. And because the game was played in glitzy Los Angeles, your celebrity in the stand sightings last night included Jerry Seinfeld, Dustin Hoffman, and Lady Gaga. To the NHL, and the Montreal Canadiens were on a 7-game losing skid, the kind of thing that will just not do in the hotbed of the league's most storied franchise. But some relief came last night in the guise of a much-needed 5-1 victory over the Florida Panthers at the Bell Center. Shea Weber scored twice for the Habs, who also got tallies from Alex Galchenyuk, Brendan Gallagher, and Max Pacioretty, securing Montreal's first win since the season opener. Carey Price made 26 saves to get the win in net for Montreal. To the NBA, and the Boston Celtics are in the process of discovering just what their identity will be this season following the gruesome injury that ended the season for their newly acquired star forward Gordon Hayward just 5 minutes into the first game of the season. Part of that new identity will likely be leaning more and asking more from the team's core of very young players, which includes Jaylen Brown. Last night in Boston, Brown gave an indication of how high his upside could be, pouring in 23 points in Boston's 110-89 win over the New York Knicks. Pretty nice way for Brown to celebrate his 21st birthday. And an even younger player, 19-year-old rookie Jason Tatum out of Duke, who the Celtics traded down to get at number 3 in the latest draft, added 22 points. There was veteran help as well, with Al Horford recording a double-double, 13 points and 13 rebounds. The loss of Hayward may push back Boston's hopes and chances for an NBA title this year, but they still have a very, very good team, and the more the young guys can contribute, learn, and grow, the better the Celtics will be once Hayward is able to come back from his broken ankle injury. Despite an 8-save performance by Anna Hurley, the St. Michael's Purple Knights field hockey team lost their final regular season game 1-0 after going to a shootout round against Southern New Hampshire at Duffy Field yesterday. St. Mike's finishes the season with a 7-10 overall record in field hockey. In men's college soccer, the Purple Knights got a game-tying goal off the foot of Chris Cervantes, but a late goal in the 71st minute gave New Haven a 2-1 win over St. Michael's in Western Connecticut. High school field hockey and soccer playdowns have begun, and among the notable scores yesterday was a huge upset in Division II field hockey as the Middlebury Tigers, who went into the postseason without a single win against 12 losses, defeated U32 by a score of 3-1 in East Montpelier. And in Division I boys soccer, the defending champion Burlington Seahorses gave up the first goal of the game, but they went on to defeat St. Albans 5-1.